this is David G, and welcome. We'll explore manifesting your deepest desires through the power of synchrodestiny in the material world. We live in the material world. It's the local domain, the tangible realm. We're surrounded by things, nice things, great things, abundance, sweet things, things we can hold in our hand, things we can wear in our bodies, things we can use, whether it's a screwdriver or an airplane or a car or a keyboard or a tablet or a checkbook or a book. We're surrounded by material. Many ancient teachings eschew the material world. They say spirit and money can't mix. But we believe that wholeness is an important part of healing. Essentially, healing is your return to wholeness, and within the realm of wholeness are all things, physical, emotional, spiritual, all connected, all linked, all part of the whole. In the seven spiritual laws of success, Deepak Chopra guides us on Thursday. The law of intention and desire. To place our attention on what we want. What do we want? What do you want at the most dense level, the material realm? What do you want on a more subtle level, the emotional realm? And what do you want on the most subtle level, the spiritual realm? And we'll address those other realms, but today we're in the physical realm. So essentially, we have our extended body, which is our environment, and everything we see in it, from a blade of grass to a car in the driveway. We have our personal body, our anamaya kosha, our sheath covering made up of food. And then, of course, we have our energetic body. The prana, the flow of energy in our world. And so in the material world, we can feel all of this. Material things become exchanged no differently than your breath becomes exchanged. And if you can have your heart open, if you can actually be a conduit for the universal flow of existence, then what comes into you and what goes out of you is a purest expression of the law of giving and receiving. You are a channel for abundance to come into your world and for you to then share it with the outside world. In the material world, we sometimes have guilt or opinions or lack of attention or lots of attention on money. So much has been written about the concept of spirit and money. At the Chopra Center, we believe you can do good and do well. And by discovering your dharma or purpose in life, you can help, heal, and serve others as all the abundance of life effortlessly flows to you. And so if your attention is not on money, but on your work, then money will flow to you. There's a tale in the philosophy of Hinduism that essentially says there are two goddesses, Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, of creativity, and Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, of abundance. And the story goes that Lakshmi is very, very elusive. But most people are chasing wealth. Most people are chasing the abundance. They're attached to the concept. They're attached to the money. So they chase it. What they don't know is that Lakshmi is very, very elusive. And in the process, they've turned their back on Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, of creativity. So the guidance essentially says, put your attention instead on Saraswati, place your awareness and your attention on creativity and on knowledge. And in so doing, you will turn your back on Lakshmi. And she will be so jealous that she will chase you for the rest of your life. And if you can move towards knowledge while wealth is chasing you, wealth of health, wealth of the physical body being in balance, wealth of material things flowing to you, wealth of money coming to you when you need it. Then you truly have this ability in every moment to align yourself with the universal flow of abundance. And so right now, in this moment, let's bring our awareness to that part of our physiology that we would like to bring more abundance to. Maybe there's a part of your body that right now could use a little healing. So bring your awareness to it. Close your eyes. And let's bring health, wealth to your physiology. Whatever your body needs in this moment, let's bring it healing, sweet abundance to nurture you. And just ever so gently feel that part of your body filling with abundant healing ability. Now let's breathe ever so gently but deeply into that space. Let's flow that abundance through our breath into that part of our body that could use a little more wholeness. And feel your own sweet healing energy fill that space that was feeling constricted or less than, or painful. And now let's drift our awareness to something outside of our body that we would like to bring a little more abundance to. What is that? What is that? Is it a project you're working on? Is it something you've been hoping would be delivered in a little package with a bow? Is it receiving some level of sweetness from someone who you've been struggling with? Is it calming some emotional turbulence in a relationship? Is it actual cash that you would like to take a next step into something else? What is that? Let's go there right now. In your mind's eye, see whatever that is unfold. See it clearly. See what it is that you need. Now breathe into it, wherever it is, whatever it is. Connect yourself to it, energetically connect yourself to it, to this thing. Maybe it's a piece of jewelry, maybe it's some clothing, maybe it's a physical kiss, maybe it's a statue, maybe it's something in your material world that you believe could be having greater presence in your daily life. And as you get clearer and clearer and clearer, make some type of commitment of what step you will take to move yourself closer to the fulfillment of this desire. What is the commitment? What is the agreement between yourself and your mind that you would like to manifest in this material world? Gently celebrate this material world. Celebrate the environment, the grass under our feet, the sky above us, the clouds that blanket us, the sun that warms us, the snow that cools us, the new sprouting that's all over, buds coming up and opening, blades of grass breaking through the soil, birds bringing their new life into the nest, and we in this moment with the ability to rebirth ourselves with a sweet connection to the material world. Move through this material world with grace and with ease, knowing that it's as much a part of you as your physical self. And don't feel bad when you want something. Understand that the true you that rests beneath all needs nothing. But in this physical realm, we have desires and needs. And our life is essentially based on the fulfillment of those. And those needs can be charity, generosity, compassion, love, and selflessness. And we can use things in the material world to fuel ourselves so we can be stronger in those other areas. So today, let's celebrate the material world. Everything you can touch, everything you can feel, everything you can see, everything that your senses connect you to. And celebrate that. Don't run from it. Don't shy away. Celebrate. We are living in the material world. How magnificent to be this pure being of unbounded consciousness flowing through a physical body, walking through a material world. And you get to choose what you want to do with that today. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. wishing you a beautiful day in the material world. Namaste.